It's Monday, December 22nd, and with your midday bulletin, I am Leonard Witbier. The Mines, Industries and Energy Ministries, Anna Salkeus, announced that the review of fuel prices for next January has been finalized. She said international oil prices fell in November due to oversupply, weak demand growth, a softer US dollar, increased US shale production, and the easing of OPEC Plus output cuts.
The prices of petrol 95 and both diesel grades, that's diesel 50 ppm and diesel 10 ppm will remain unchanged for the duration of January 2026. Petrol will be maintained at 20 Namibia dollars and 58 cents per litre. Diesel 50 ppm will be maintained at 20 Namibia dollars and 13 cents per litre. And diesel 10 ppm at 20 Namibia dollars and 23 cents per litre, consistent with the previous period.
South Africa's weather service has warned that the country should brace for above-normal rainfall and storms in the coming days. A level 2 warning has been issued for severe thunderstorms over the central interior, with a yellow level 4 warning for the western interior, including risks of lightning, strong winds and hail. Speaking to Newsroom Africa, forecaster André Fourie warns of expected difficult driving conditions and storm-related travel disruptions.
Over our central interior, we do have a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms with some excessive lightning. Heavy downpours, strong damaging winds. For KwaZulu-Natal, we do have a yellow level 4 for severe thunderstorms, where we expect the likelihood of the storms to become severe being lower, but if that does occur, we expect the impacts to be more severe.
To North America, U.S. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche says the Justice Department will continue to review and redact materials from the thousands of files related to the Jeffrey Epstein investigations released since Friday. The department released some new files while also removing more than a dozen others from its website related to Epstein. In an interview with America's NBC, Blanche defended the decision to remove an image containing a photo of President Donald Trump, saying this was to protect the victims in the picture.
You can see in that photo, there's photographs of women. And so we learned after releasing that photograph that there were concerns about those women and the fact that we had put that photo up. So we pulled that photo down. It has nothing to do with President Trump. There are dozens of photos of President Trump already released to the public, seeing him with Mr. Epstein.
And on a lighter note, Urban and Rural Development Minister James Sankwasa is all smiles after being honored in a song by Katima Mulilo-based artist Topsy Kim. Ludor Fiambo reports that the upbeat track, titled James Sankwasa Bo Lankasi, was released a month ago and has been delighting fans ever since.
Sankwasa said on Friday the song caught him by surprise, adding that it gives him courage to do more.
When I heard the song for the first time, it was during the end of the year party at the ministry. And it caught me by surprise. But you see, since a person cannot honor himself or herself, you are honored by people. The only thing you can say is, thank you so much. I appreciate it. It gives you courage to do more. It motivates you to achieve higher results. So that's how I feel. Because I do not know what prompted the artist, particularly the artist that drafted or crafted that song.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.